Let's say hello to Sophia Hsu and Rob Monaco. Now, Jonathan, before you were a nerd rock icon.
Yes.
Did you have a day job of sorts?
I did, as a matter of fact. I wrote software.
Oh, yeah? What kind of stuff?
Database software for executive recruiting firms using Visual Basic and Microsoft SQL Server.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, that was pretty sexy. Great. A lot of people listening right now are going to be like, oh, my God.
Well, I have to pull over for a little while. Did you were born into the radio, of course. You've always been here.
Yeah, no, I did IT work. I did not go to school with it. I learned it from computer geeks. I am IT pretty. So... they helped me out a lot. What are your day jobs and side hustles, Sophia?
Well, I actually am director of technology.
Hey, look at that.
So
we're all the same.
I understood every single word you said, Jonathan.
Oh, that's great.
Every single one.
Are you director of technology for, like, everything, the whole world?
No. I wish. Then things would run smoother, no?
Right.
But my side job, actually, I'm a food writer.
Oh.
Which means I also cook and bake.
You make that sound both mysterious, intriguing, and sexy.
And hopefully delicious.
Fantastic. Rob, how about you?
Well, you know, by day, I am a mild-mannered sixth-grade social studies teacher.
Aww.
Oh, this is a teacher love.
Aww. Teacher love.
Thank you, guys.
And what's the by night?
So my secret kind of alter ego is that I have a thriving history podcast on iTunes. Yeah.
I never have heard those two words together.
Well, this game is called Stick to Your Day Job because sometimes an actor really just wants to sing, a musician really just wants to act, and the world's greatest basketball player really just wants to play minor league baseball. In this game, you must guess the famous people who might be better off sticking to their day jobs. Puzzle guru Art Chung, how about an example?
Some folks might characterize his singing in the band 30-odd Foot of Grunts as Les Miserables, but this Academy Award winner is known as Master and Commander of the acting world. That would be Russell Crowe.
All right. Ring in when you know the answer. Some Germans credit his singing with bringing down the Berlin Wall, but in the U.S., this Knight Rider's music went over like a talking car wreck. Rob.
David Hasselhoff?
That's right.
His acting in Fight Club and fighting on The Apprentice may leave you cold, but this heavyweight rock star can sing like a bat out of hell. Rob.
Meatloaf.
That is correct.
If you asked Bill Murray, he might kindly whisper that this actress's 2008 album of Tom Waits covers gets lost in translation. Rob.
Scarlett Johansson.
That's right. This singer could have used an umbrella in her 2012 film debut, the action-adventure movie Battleship, where she spent most of her time in a wet Navy uniform, yelling lines like, "What's wrong with you, drama queen?" Rob.
Rihanna?
Yeah, Rihanna.
Yeah. This former Victoria's Secret supermodel and creator of America's Next Top Model may have stretched too far when she wrote the 2011 young adult novel Modelland, about what else? A magical boarding school for models. You're both more disgusted than ready to answer, but...
I can see Sophia. Her face, and I know that she loves this one dessert that is extremely horribly terrible for you. It is full of butter and chocolate and nothing else, but I cannot bring up her name and cannot summon her name at this moment.
That is correct.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Well, I don't think we can accept that as an
answer.
I'm
not sure we can accept that. She created America's Next Top Model. What's her catchphrase? Is it smize? Smize? It's like you smile with your eyes?
Yes. Tyra Banks.
Tyra Banks.
There you go.
Right.
This pop star came to a crossroads when it came to acting, but after winning the Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Actress, she did not say, "Hit me, baby, one more time," to additional movie roles. Sophia.
Britney Spears.
You got it.
His covers of hits like Mr. Tambourine Man and Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds were much maligned and mocked, but his role as captain of the starship Enterprise has been smooth sailing for nearly 50 years. Rob.
William Shatner.
That is correct. Yes.
In this game, Rob was our winner.
Congratulations, Rob. We will see you at the Ask Me One More final round. Coming up, wouldn't it be amazing if John Turturro came out here and performed your favorite lines from his movies? That would be incredible, right? Well, that's about to happen, so don't go away. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and this is NPR's Ask Me Another.